Lecture 16. So we now start on the middle short section of CH3041 on environmental analysis. It's going to look at techniques for field analysis and the sort of instrumentation in particular that we use for lab analysis. So in the actual practice then, we're going to be out in the field carrying out classic sort of water quality measurements, and we'll be going in and visiting the water quality lab who are measuring real-life samples from various places around Cairns that are on in the course. Now, if you guys are subsequent to this going to end up doing analyses yourselves, then in-house analyses are potentially cheaper, but you have to bear in mind then it's costing you however many hours to sit down and do the analysis, so you've sort of got to do a cost-benefit analysis. Is it better to farm off these things to a lab that's putting through a huge volume of samples? Once you're doing a huge volume of samples, you can invest in sophisticated machines that do a lot of these things automatically. Whereas if you're doing it yourself, you're going to be doing it by hand, lots of manual steps. It can take a far larger amount of time. So in Cairns, we've got the water lab associated with the council, which is the lab that we'll be visiting. Then there's the SGS Environmental Services in Portsmouth. Robbie used to work at SGS. It was quite a small lab when Robbie started with it. It's now three times that size. They've got a lot of gear. And like if we never got to the Cairns Water Lab one year, we're definitely going to visit these guys because they're also a very good, high-quality lab. Now, in the case of SGS, it's a national company. They specialise in particular analyses for their different branches around the country. So this particular one then, in addition to a lot of routine sort of measurements they carry out, they specialise in looking at acid sulfate soils, originally because there was such a lot of acid sulfate soils around here.